Carlos Alzraki, good morning. We are not jingling this morning.
And no.
You've already said too many valuable things.
Yes.
I told you not to speak off air anymore.
I do have my campus rapist new haircut.
Yeah,
and hair color. And it's my passport photos. Yeah, we said many things. One of the things I want to make sure I said, I think the only people that Trump really has fooled is the alt-right. And you saw in his concession speech, I haven't watched it because it's been too painful, but I heard.
Yeah.
I think that and you were talking about Survivor and playing the game to win.
Reality shows, yeah. They say the nastier, you need to be nasty to win.
Nasty to win, get allies, use them for what your advantage, win the game, and then you're not really that person, and then you're really nice at the end.
Because even last night you're going, he was gracious, he wasn't campaign Trump, he didn't name call, he said very nice things about Clinton. I mean, that's the thing we're going to see. It's like, who is he really?
Right, he's been a Democrat for years.
Right, is he right? And then you're like, they're going to be the people pissed off. Maybe he's really as pro-choice and pro-gay rights as he always pro-choice as he's always actually been.
It may align for us to take back the Senate in 2 years. You know, or is it the House or the Senate? Is it every 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, the Democrats will probably turn out for the first time in midterms.
Yeah,
this time.
The gerrymandering is tough to get around in that situation. But you have, unfortunately, you have to look for the positives, you know.
Yeah. We played the sound clip. Van Jones was almost crying on TV. He said, we tell our children, we teach them not to be bigots or bullies. And you said,
I was with Riley last night and we were watching the election coming in. And she's like, what's happening? And she wanted Hillary Clinton to win. She's 5 and she may not understand. It's a woman. My wife was disappointed. And she goes, I said, I might cry. Daddy and mommy might cry tonight. Well, she goes, you never cry in front of me. I go, oh, I might. I might. I think the wrong man is going to win. And then they're sleeping at night and I couldn't sleep. I slept like an hour and a half.
Me
and
neither.
So in the middle of the night, I got up and I kissed both my daughters. And then Jorge Gutierrez, who wrote Book of Life and many things, he put it really well on Facebook, and so did Tim Dabito. You just got to love who you love.
I said that, yeah.
You know,
I got to call my 93-year-old Republican Trump-voting mom today.
Yeah.
Because I love her. She's not a racist. She loves her gay daughter.
Yeah, it can't touch that. That Trump's victory, regardless of how it's going to turn out, cannot touch those things. Who we love, how we take care of our families and our friends.
Yeah.
That doesn't change. And maybe it emboldens us. And we get more organized and we say, okay, that's
it. Yes, Bob Seska said that. We got to stick together. And I really appreciated, Carlos, what you just said. As a Bernie guy, you were very, and we had some heated stuff during the primary, but you go ahead and say what you.
I think, you know, Bernie, he took, you know, Ann Coulter had this thing that Hillary was only winning the states that they were going to lose anyways. But Bernie, when I check back on it, he would maybe win Wisconsin, maybe win Michigan.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was going to be enough. I think this phenomenon, like you said, Trump was a little bit too powerful, even though I think our best bet would have been populist against populist.
Right, but he was the third-party vote. Sean said this off the top of the show. It's really smart. He said he was the protest vote. It wasn't Johnson or Stein. He was the third-party. The Republican establishment was completely against him.
Yeah.
Every former Republican president, you know, former Republican officials. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like I think this Trump phenomenon, whatever it is, would have crushed whatever it is. And I think that's what they hope we do now. Go back to our primary fights,
right.
Bernie and Hillary people and OEC, and this would have happened.
Right.
But first of all, hypotheticals are useless.
You can't, and you do that out of anger. I see a lot of blaming. Oh, I hope you're happy, Jill Stein people. And da, da, da.
Right.
People are going to vote who they vote for.
Right.
In the end, Trump was a better brand for this election.
Right. And the Jill Stein and the Kerry Johnson vote didn't make one bit of difference anyway. Like, that was just not a significant.
I don't think so. My friend Tom Sawyer from San Francisco said the tell was when Jeb Bush got crushed in the election. That was a tell. That's when the Democrats should have leaned as hard as they could towards a progressive, non-establishment candidate. And we didn't. The DNC, regardless of what you believe about WikiLeaks and all the emails, I think they were really pushing Hillary Clinton. And, you know, why not? Her experience was unrivaled. If you go with Bernie, he probably doesn't win anyways.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think anybody. Because you're right. This is more like this cult of celebrity. Mm-hmm. And sadly, this racist whatever. I mean, we were just saying, we just played sound bites. When Van Jones and Britt Hume both agree that this was like a white lash.
Yes.
And, you know, Britt Hume said this is the revival of the white vote. White people really stuck together.
But I thought about this, too. Thank God they're too old to reproduce. Because in their celebrations last night, they were all having sex with each other, but all the sperm were just dying.
A lot of them probably died.
And there was no eggs there.
All of them probably had a heart attack while having sex.
The people that were celebrating can't reproduce. That's the only good news that comes out. Yay, we won!
Lurleen, get in
here! Screw those N-words, and hey, let's have sex, honey. Can't make more. Ah, crap, we can't make more of us. So I think they're the
Lurling in the here. Xers. Let's only wear our Make America Great hats again.
Yeah. Well,
till dawn.
I just posted the picture from Pink Floyd Animals and the factory, and I said Make America Gray again because of the climate change and the environment. That's the thing that scares me with my children.
Yes.
Not the fact that
climate change. I just thought of that. I'm like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. Like, this regulations Senate. Are going to be gone.
Yeah, right. It's dangerous.
He wants to bring coal back.
Yeah, well, coal is still necessary for car batteries and stuff like that. But yeah, right. Yeah, the amount is it's scary. Go ahead.
All right, we've got David Gergen, former advisor. He's talking to Wolf Blitzer right
okay.
now.
All right.
I thought he was giving a speech.
Okay.
We'll wait. I like David Gergen. I like, what's his name, the Democratic strategist? Really nice guy. He was on CNN last night to the right, sitting next to Van Jones. Oh, why am I forgetting his name? He said that the Trump guys got it right. You guys gauged it right. You gauged the anger of the American white worker that they felt like they were getting left behind. And Michael Moore talked about that in Michigan.
Right, right. Yeah,
and
Michael Moore tried to warn us, too.
He outworked Hillary. He outworked her.
Yeah.
You know, he may be a pig. He may be all these things. That guy outworked Hillary like 3-1. And she had the problem of not being able to go on these live press conferences because she was going to get attacked by her past, unfortunately.
Right. But
rightly or wrongly.
Yeah. But I mean, I also agree with Bill Maher. I was saying that this was he was freaking out last week about it. He said this is a slow moving coup. Right. WikiLeaks, Russia, the FBI.
Sure.
And they put their thumb on the scale. And she was way ahead before this FBI thing. And the fact that it turned out to be nothing, but it was not in enough time. Even what's his name? Bill Weld. By the way, he got out of the sidecar. Gary Johnson was so stoned, he didn't notice that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But he was, before the election, defending Hillary Clinton, saying she's gotten a really raw deal. He said Trump is totally unfit to be president. Clinton was a perfectly reputable, professional, responsible candidate for president of the United States, deserves to be treated as such. Frankly, I think Mrs. Clinton has been receiving a pretty raw deal.
Yeah.
He asked about his defense of Clinton. Johnson said, he's really got it in for Trump. That's what I mean. I think because people on both sides of the aisle even criticized Comey. They were like, this isn't fair.
It's true. But, you know, to say way ahead is relative because, as we were talking about, there were a lot of secret, latent or whatever Trump voters that were just hiding. And so the polls were misleading. We thought she was 4 or 5 points of it. So
they were right about the hidden Trump vote, I guess.
But
how are all the pollsters off? I mean, you know, I don't even know all the names. I know HuffPost, aggregate polling had
Nate Silver,
heard a 98% chance.
Nate Silver, he was close.
75% chance of Hillary winning. I mean, they were
ABC News, Washington poll. Yeah. There was the
80s AP, or 90 percentage tiles.
I think it's because people were silent. They weren't admitting it. So I don't know. Yeah, she was way ahead in the FBI stuff and the WikiLeaks. It's, of course, a lot of damage. And it was a concerted effort, Russian. But that's the reality we live in. And so I think the thing that this can do, like 9/11, it's kind of our 9/11. It can either divide us and we can
turn towards
anger because we're afraid. And I know that because I'm going to therapy in about an hour.
I bet a lot of people do in about an hour.
We're afraid and we should be. But anger isn't going to get us too far. And I think today is the day, the first day of the rest of our lives, quote unquote. We start rebuilding, we start mobilizing and learn what we have to do.
Yeah.
For the next election. 2 years and 4 years.
As comedians, Carlos, like we were saying, I guess, you know, we're going to have to make this funny again at some point. Doesn't feel that funny this morning.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, trust me, I'm a human being. I barely slept. We all did.
It hurts.
How am I supposed to get up? And, you know, people are looking to me like I'm not just as depressed as you are.
We got to be Rick in The Walking Dead.
Scared. And
that's what I said. You think you felt crummy after Negan bashed in the head of Glenn and Abraham. This is what crummy is. That's a stupid fictional show.
This is what just feels like we're really the walking electoral
Trump
dead.
Trump Negan'd us. And we're Rick. We're Rick going like, we got to stick together.
We are.
We got to fortify Carl. We got to be Rick in Walking Dead. We got to make this happen.
We are the walking electoral dead. That
Trump
is
and the saviors have taken over for the moment. But don't worry. In 2020, it's Elizabeth Warren and whomever she chooses.
You know, Carlos, I got to say, and I know we had disagreed on this, that you were not the biggest Hillary fan. And I can't help. I am. But I got to say, because I don't want to be a whiny little bitch like Donald Trump. But I just have to say, look, this woman has put up with this kind of scrutiny and all of these investigations came to nothing. But I think you're right. It took its toll, obviously, on her public image. Even in this latest thing, you go, this was nothing. And I don't think anybody on either side of the aisle actually thinks this is fair. What happened to Hillary Clinton with the FBI leak and that she is exonerated again. And can you imagine how she feels as a human being this morning after she's built to this her whole you know, life, and this is snatched away at the last minute.
Yeah, and she must have felt some. But Obama beat her too, despite she didn't have those problems against Obama. She didn't have all the WikiLeaks.
Listen, and I gotta say, I was pro Obama from the get go, and I remember thinking, I think this country has too much Clinton derangement syndrome. I didn't agree with it, but that was part of the reason I mean, not just that he was so exciting and so amazing and, you know, just felt like the one. Like,
but
I remember when I first heard his speech, I was like, 2004, I was like, this is our first black president.
And he also, quote unquote, represented anti-establishment.
Right.
He represented hope and change from the norm. And there's a saying in UFC and boxing that styles make fights. And she was not the right style to beat Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe Bernie Sanders, as we said, probably not, but probably a closer fight.
Maybe. I mean, again, I don't think hypotheticals are
useful,
but honey, I'm just saying, look how mean this campaign was. I mean, can you imagine what they would have done to Bernie? I mean, and
could
we elect a 75-year-old? Could we elect a socialist? Could we elect a Jewish person? Yeah, but all three and against this Trump phenomenon?
It might have been because Bernie Sanders were all Bernie. Clinton's rallies were freaking, what's his name, Bruce Springsteen with a guitar, Beyonce, Jay-Z. Trump just needed Trump. And I was joking. It takes a village to try to elect Hillary Clinton because she's just not that. We underestimated how not liked she is
I'm just feel like the media has been complicit in that.
I agree.
And I'm just saying, if we all of us, you remember, you and I started together during the Clinton, how many Clinton bits did we do?
Oh, yeah.
During the impeachment, during the whole the 90s. Sure. It's just they've been attacked relentlessly so how would anybody's public image not be?
And I said that, even the foundation. Yeah. So even if there was some pay to play in the foundation, they did so much good with that foundation.
Right.
And by the charity watch or whatever.
Again, I don't think there's no evidence of any pay to play. It's just people say these things. And so, you know, if you hear this stuff enough, I think absolutely. And I remember saying that again. Yeah. Back then, I said, like, I don't know. But I just think this country has so much Clinton derangement syndrome. They're never going to. And I thought back then, the country's not ready for a woman, I don't think, and blah, blah, blah. I mean.
But this was orchestrated years ago with the creation of alt-right radio and Fox News.
Yeah.
They've been building this for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.